bill's intent originally and what she's saying is what it's doing is taking the statutes we have now under the water statutes and reorganizing all the water supply things in one place under a new Part 7 in the water statute.
Lane says that while the bill doesn't include any substantive changes to water policy, there is one problem.
At the very beginning of the bill and of this section, the legislative intent is laid out. And this intent basically says that we will supply water for the present and future development needs of the state.
But Lane said something is missing from that language.
The problem is that's only half of the statute of legislative intent that is now in effect. So she didn't pull over all the statutes in their entirety. In the legislative intent, she only pulled one section out of it. What she left out of her intent was the connection that was made years ago between water and land use and the environment, which basically said you will watch and protect the environment, you will protect the public's health, safety, and welfare, and you will supply water. Well, with the other two gone, all we're down to now is supply water.
Not everyone agrees. Diana Ferguson is a legislative staff attorney with the Florida Association of Counties. She says that the bill does not include any substantive changes to state water policy and that environment and public health are addressed in the intent of the overall statute.
The intent language in particular that was perceived to be missing, the way that the bill is drafted, it would still appear in the beginning of the chapter, and it would apply throughout the entire chapter. So at least as it pertains to that specific concern, I'm not seeing it.
Ferguson says that this has been attempted in previous legislative sessions and was a means of streamlining the policy.
Chapter 373 has never been particularly user-friendly in terms of water supply because the provisions are sort of sprinkled throughout and you have to read them all in conjunction with one another to really figure out the regulatory scheme. So the idea was, let's put it all together so that there's one place everyone can go to look for water supply.
She says that most people are concerned with something else. In previous years, Ferguson says, proposed changes may have affected local entitlements to water resources.
In the past, there have been concerns raised about whether certain amendments might try to readdress the local sources first policy. Or the public interest test itself, but we haven't seen anything like that this year so far.
But Dee Lane of the Coalition for Responsible Growth doesn't buy the argument that providing for environmental protection in previously written chapters will safeguard Florida's water supply.
Now, granted, in the bill itself, there are environmental things that are in each little section. But when you start out a section, you lay the groundwork for the focus that you use for the rest of that section in your legislative intent. And by only focusing on supplying the water, not focusing on also protecting the environment and public health and safety, you change the focus. And that focus is going to ultimately cause a lot of damage in the state, a lot of damage.
Robin Felix, a spokesperson for the Southwest Florida Water Management District, says that while she doesn't share Lane's concern, anytime a bill like House Bill 1109 goes onto the floor, it warrants close scrutiny.
You do open up an entire section of Florida law. You know, making some minor tweaks or revisions could have some unintended consequences. So that would be, our real only concern.